All right, y'all. We were having a discussion off pod just a couple seconds ago.
2 seconds.
I told Arsen here that my audio sounded like ass last podcast. I'm like, why didn't you tell me? And this man is talking about, yeah, I thought it was just good on your end. Bro, what? What?
I'm tripping, bro. I'm tripping. I'm sorry. This I man, let everybody down. I let you down. I let the podcast down.
I bet you let Angelique eat a nice big old lunch with spinach and then just let her walk around with spinach all up in her teeth, don't you?
It'd be rude to go up and be like, hey, you got something. You got something right there.
You really do, bro.
No, I'm kidding. It's I would you know, help my wife out. You know, I wouldn't leave her to have green teeth.
She won't help me out.
Are you my wife?
I could be. I don't know.
You're not my wife.
Ask me all
bro.
These questions. How am I not your wife? Explain that to me.
It was rhetorical. You're not my. You said, how are you not my wife?
I'm not your wife.
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't exactly. have the answer.
Exactly. One. You have to. You. It's your duty to bring the burden of proof. You're making accusations. You better bring the burden of proof to prove that your accusations are true.
I have to bring the burden of proof. Can't I just bring the proof?
What's the difference between the proof and the burden of proof?
You know what the burden of proof is? You know what I'm talking about? I don't know what that means.
Burden of proof. That is a legal term.
I mean, burden of proof.
It auto completed, so I already know it's real. All right, here we go.
I have the burden of proof. I think that's what you're saying.
Generally, burden of proof describes the standard that a party seeking to prove a fact in court must satisfy to have that fact legally established. So if you're going to legally establish that I'm not your wife, you better bring the burden of proof.
So that means I have the burden of proof, because that means I have the burden of getting the proof, right? I'm not getting the burden of proof. I'm getting the proof. You're not my wife. that's end of discussion. I don't know you like that, bro.
It's like crazy. The case is still open.
I've known you longer than my wife. That's the crazy part.
That is true. So you might. True. I mean, like, if we're talking about tenure. I have seniority. I have seniority over your wife and technically over your whole family, if you really think about it.
So that's crazy.
Because I was there first.
You could colonize my family. That's what I'm saying.
I really could. I really could.
What are we talking about?
Speaking of burden of proof, me and Amanda did finish jury duty. The show.
Nice. I didn't start it
yet. It's only 8 episodes. I got to say, it did pay off in the end. Shit was just funny as hell.
And then shit.
When the episode wraps, they kind of like go back and then show all the stuff they did to make sure, like, you know, things were going according to plan or how they adjusted to this guy. Like, you know, because obviously you're just going on the fly. You can have a plan. You can have a script,
improv,
whatever.
Yeah.
When this dude starts doing stuff you don't expect, like, you know, you got to react. So I'll give you just a small snippet. They were talking about, apparently this guy was more into the case than they expected he was going to be. So, you know, this dude's trying to get all the evidence.
Nah.
This dude's talking about, yeah, let me see the toxicology report.
Toxicology.
The team, the production team is like, shit, we got to go. We got to go toxicology report. So then they're like, yeah, you know, we're waiting the results from the lab, so yeah, we'll get that to you. It's just hilarious.
Shit.
It was good. I think you'll really enjoy it.
I am ready for sure. I started watching. But, have you seen Curb? Your enthusiasm?
No, I've seen clips, but I have not seen it.
I started watching it, and I think you and Amanda would like that shit too.
Okay.
It's just like our type of humor where it's not like. Obviously, it's not like an improv show or whatever, but like every scene is like a bit, basically. And the bits always just go on like way too long. And, Larry David's always getting into some shenanigans. And I just stay laughing because I'm like, bro, it's always like, you know, an avoidable situation, or they introduce a character that's just like unnecessary. Like they're just doing the most for no reason. They had I'll give you a snippet. There's the most recent episode I watched. This is still season 1, episode 4. There's a blind guy who was like, hey, can you help me? Can you help me move some furniture. And Larry David and his friend, they were like, I don't know. Or Larry David was like, I don't know. And the friend was like, come on, man. We got to help this blind guy. We got to help him. He just needs to move a couple boxes. So they go move a couple boxes. And the guy said, can you move my mattress to the bedroom? And they were like, all right, I guess. Then he's like, can you move the TV in front of the firefly? And it just kept going TV. On and on. I was like, holy shit. But the way I'm describing it does not do the scene justice at all. You got to see it for yourself. It's one of those things where it's just like, what are we doing, man? How did you write this this material? It's too funny. It's too comedic. And it came out just in 2000? Come on, man.
I was about to say, why does a blind man need a TV? And you know what? That's ableist of me, all right?
That I forgot. Ableist. He's got so kind of ears.
Oh.
Oh. Well, yeah, he did say it was for when guests come over. But okay. that was also part of the bit, too. He was like, they were like, hey, we just put the TV in the bedroom. What do you need in the living room for? He was like, what do I need a TV in the bedroom for? I'm blind. So maybe they're being ableist. Man. It was 2000. It was a different time. So, you know, should be popping off.
Yeah, you know, it was a wild, wild west back in 2000. Maybe for we sure. can circle back on that depending on how long this episode goes. But let's get back to the original script. You know, I got to ask you.
The original.
How was your week?
Yes, sir. How was your week? I've got three things to tell the class. And I gotta make it fast because I don't, like I said, off pod, I don't want to take up everybody's time. Number one, the most important thing, the baby took her first steps literally an hour ago. We got it on film.
I'll
post it into the Discord. She first of all, she stood up for the first time without like holding on to something. And I was like, whoa, what the heck? That's kind of strange. maybe she'll take a little step. I was like, no way she's going to take one. But let me just whip the phone out just in case. Then Angelique came with a little candy wrapper. I was like, oh, you want this? You want this?
Then she
started jumping. She's like, yeah, like a cat. The baby started jumping, and she took that step. And then she took like another like little half step. And then she fell down. And I was like, let's go. We're cheering. She's crying. Cause you know, that's what babies do. And they, you know, always on some bullshit. But you know, the baby's walking or stepping, I would say. And she's about to get crazy once she actually figures it out. Once she knows her true power and she starts just going wherever the hell she wants to. She was already doing that while crawling. But you know, walking is obviously a different ball game. So
that's gonna make your life way harder.
It's not you. Yeah, I know. It's one of those milestones where you're just so happy until you realize you're like, wait a minute, slow the hell down. Stop it.
This mean?
Yeah, you need to sit down. But yeah, we are definitely excited about that. Story number two. This came from this morning. I sent a message to you.
Yeah.
So just a little background. Basically, I get to the office around, you know, what, 7 o'clock in the morning. My office building is right across the street from Phipps Plaza. I think I've covered this before. Right across the street from Phipps Plaza, a mall in Atlanta. I park at the mall because I don't want to. I'm too cheap to pay for parking at work because they make us pay. They don't give us parking passes. It's $110 a month, yada, yada, yada. I'm not doing all that. I'm getting free parking. I'm parking at the mall. So I park at the mall. I come up out of like the little parking deck and I start walking. Then I see a guy. He's like standing off to the side and then he approaches me. And I'm like, oh, shit, what's this guy going to, you know, what's this guy doing? Like, what's his deal? Yada, yada. I'm assuming he's going to ask me for some money. But he sits there and he says, hey, can you tell me how to get to Midtown? And I'm like, get to Midtown? For those who don't know, my office is in a little subsection of Atlanta called Buckhead, which is maybe about, I don't know, 5-6 miles north of Midtown Atlanta. So I'm like, dang, okay, that's kind of far. But I guess you could go to the light up here. It's Peachtree. And you can just follow Peachtree all the way to Midtown.
That's crazy.
And then I even mentioned, I was like, that's kind of far. But he was like, yeah, but I got to get to the store early. I was like, what story are you talking about, bro? Like, what is going on? Another thing about this man, he's wearing a bandana over his face. So I can't see his facial features. He's wearing like over his like nose and mouth, you know, outside in the middle of.
Yeah,
you know,
like the ones they used to rob banks.
Like the ones that used to rob banks, something like that. And he has a walking stick. like a big old walking stick, and I'm like, whoa, this guy is NPC. He's an NPC. He's an NPC. And here's the kicker right here. This is the real NPC shit. After I helped him, I gave him the directions. He said, "May the Archangel Raphael bless you." And I said,
"Damn, whoa. Bro got a stat boost."
I literally got buffed right there for, I don't know how long the buff lasts, but I think I got Raphael's blessing for a little bit. Right. So, I mean,
hopefully it's not like that one Fia's blessing or whatever from Elden Ring where that shit
it lowers your HP 10% until you, how do you fix it?
How you got rid of that? I really do not remember
hugging her. Yeah, I forgot how you got rid of it. Shit, well, I won't know how to get rid of Raphael's blessing if it is, you know, something bad. Debuff. And then the thing after this, the last, like, you know, kind of question mark that, you know, I had, I looked up Archangel Raphael. I had heard of the name, right? I know, you know, the angels, blah, 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 of biblical times. I look up Archangel Raphael, and the Archangel Raphael is the angel of, like, journeys and safe passageway or whatever. And this angel carries a staff around, and I was like, "Whoa!" Like a walking stick. "Whoa!" I ran into the real angel.
That's crazy.
Or maybe like his avatar or some shit, bro. And he was testing me.
He was testing you to see if you could send him to. I mean, it sounded like was your information even accurate? Like,
I mean, yeah. If you take Peachtree, then you will end up in Midtown. I mean, I may not know if that's like the most optimal, like, you know, route while walking, but that is the easiest way to explain to a person, like, hey, just take Peachtree, bro. Like, you'll get there.
I'm trying to understand. He's talking about, I need to get to the store early, bro. If you're walking from
at 7 a.m.
Buckhead to Midtown, you're not even nowhere early.
It's going to take you like 2-3 hours. I don't know what kind of store he trying. IKEA? Like, I don't know, man. I don't know what he needed to get.
Is that to get walk done. His purchase back home? Or
I don't know what his situation was, but he was walking. I don't know what his deal was, but yeah, I got blessed by Archangel Raphael. So shout out to that guy one time. And the final story, I knew the folks at the folks, fans, and you of the podcast. You know, it wouldn't be a Lockpot household if we didn't have some shenanigans with a project. You know what I'm saying? We finished the Ethernet project, so I decided, this is my room. What do I need in my room? I need a new desk. So I decided, I did some measurements. I said, all right, I think I want these specific measurements. I want a 96-inch desk by 30 inches. Nobody sells this shit, bro. I can't go to IKEA. I can't go to anywhere. I did some research on, you know, Reddit. They say, all right, maybe you try this website. So I've gone to this website called Global Industrial. They sell like workbenches for like, I don't know, like people in their workshops and shit. And I'm trying to buy a workbench from this strange website. However, the plot gets deeper. I want the desktop to be a certain color, right? You know, I want it to match the theme. I want it to be a dark color. So I'm like, all right. And then I need to stain the wood. Easy peasy. Like, you know, I'll just stay in the wood. People stay in wood all the time. But this particular workbench that I'm trying to purchase, it comes pre-finished with oil on it to, you know, because they're trying to sell this product. Say, hey, this is like plug and play. You put this workbench in, you can start doing your whatever little workshop stuff. I needed to have it unfinished, so I had to call in to their sales department.
My God.
I said, hey, give me an unfinished one. I call this guy because, like, that's what they said in the comments. The comments are like, hey, we can do it for you. You just got to get a special order in. I call this guy up today named Willis. Shout out Willis one time. He said, I give him the whole spiel. And he says, can you say that again? He has no idea what I'm talking about. I'm like, oh, shit, did I make a mistake?
Just but like me right now.
Just like you right now. And then I finally got through to Willis. He finally understood what I was saying. And we may be having a desk on the way. Now, the final piece of the puzzle.
God.
Once this desk comes in, we have to stain it. We have to finish it. So I've been looking up how to stain this particular type of wood. It is going to be a maple desk. Apparently, maple doesn't stain too easily. There's like all sorts of, like, you know, situations. It gets a little blotchy, yada, yada. So I've decided I found this ancient secret technique called ebonization, where you darken the wood using vinegar and steel wool. You create a solution. I feel like I'm going to be like a chemist. I'm going to create a solution of vinegar and steel wool, let it sit for a week. Then I mix it up and I brush it over my desk. And then we've got a nice dark black desk. And then I have to bring it upstairs and put it together on top of some IKEA drawers. And that's it, man. That's the project. So I'm laying it out. This is the, like, you know, just like with the Ethernet project, I had to let y'all know from the jump what was going down, what the plans were. And you guys are going to follow along week by week as we make updates. I had to set y'all, like, I couldn't let y'all, you know, go projectless. What kind of entertainment would that be? You know,
the shit that you're doing just sounds so unnecessary, bro. It just sounds so unnecessary. Why do you need it of this? Why do you need this size desk?
I wanted it.
See, now what's going to happen is your desk, eventually you're going to realize your desk is too big because you're going to want to put a little bookshelf in there or some shit. And
I can
you're
put like, a bookshelf back here. Big. I'll put a bookshelf behind me. I don't want it to size. Look, I got like maybe 10 to 12 feet. 96 inches is only 8 feet. So I'm going to have wiggle room on both sides.
All right. I mean, I just, something tells me we're going to get an update to this in like a year or so. And it's going to be like,
desk
yeah,
I messed is too up. Big. Now I shouldn't have gotten
saw it in half or some shit.
Might have to. So basically, like, I could have gotten a 96 inch by 25 inch. Lots of people sell that. But I need 30 inches, bro.
You need that extra 5 inches, really?
I need that extra 5 inches. Because right now, my desk is 25 inches deep. And I'm looking at it right now. It's not deep enough. I need the extra space. And I want to be able to, you know, spread out. Just the man cave, you know?
One second. My headphones died while you were talking. I just saw you waving your arms and doing all sorts of things. And now your audio is just coming out of my speakers. So give me a second.
Go right ahead. Take your time.
Let's see. Go ahead and say something.
I'm going to say something.
Ooh, magic. We're back in action.
Wait, are those Steel Series headphones?
Yeah, we got the same headphones, bro. I swear to God, I recommended those headphones to you.
You recommended?
Yes.
I thought you had the HyperXs.
I mean, I used
HyperX
to.
HyperX Cloud.
But when we got the next-gen consoles, I got a new headset.
Dang, I think you. I guess you did recommend that shit to me.
My God. Anyways.
Wow.
All right, so you got a new desk. Before I move on to my story, you're getting a new desk. You said you wanted to unbox something on camera.
I got to unbox. We'll make it nice and quick. I ordered something, a shirt.
Okay.
I want to see if you can tell where this is from.
He's showing me a shirt, everybody.
It's in the plastic
bag. I see some like flowers on it. Kind of looks like them tattoos people get. Disaster curse. Can you pull it up a little bit? It's a flower. It says disaster curse. There's an eye in the middle of the rose, and it says
Allegory. That's just the name of the brand.
Allegory brand. So you're saying, let me guess where this is from?
Yeah. Or where? Like, just property? Guess what? Yeah.
So I'm going to guess. I mean, I have to guess Heavenly Delusion.
That is a good guess. This is Jujutsu Kaisen.
What?
This is supposed to represent Hanami, the flower person that got bodied by. Yeah.
That's kind of clean. That's kind of clean.
I got that, you know, it's a nice little minimalist, you know, type shit. You know, you really won't know it's JJK unless, you know.
Yeah, I mess with that.
Unless you know.
So I mess with that.
That's why I had to cop it. So I wanted to unbox that, let everybody know. And then I also got this.
Put the link in the.
It sold out. There is no link. It was a limited collection, bro.
You have a link to the sold out item, though, so people can see what it looks like.
I can get you a screenshot because the website, it's one of those, like, you know, limited, like, website type things where you go to the website and it's like, hey, the website's locked and stuff.
Oh, okay, forget it then. Sorry, guys. You'll never see. Put a picture in Discord.
I'll put a picture.
All right. Before we wrap up, I got a couple stories of my own.
Let's hear them.
First and foremost, I got Invisalign. We're in a new chapter of my life.
No, I have it on right now. And Invisalign.
I got LASIK and Invisalign. The Invisalign, the LASIK, I was like, yeah, let's freaking go. I've been wanting LASIK for a long time. Invisalign, I was reluctant. All right. The only reason I got Invisalign is because my dentist was like, yeah, I had, like, I don't know how many cavities last time, like maybe three cavities. And she was annoying as hell to get them all drilled out and stuff. Just not a fun time. So I was like, dang, that sucked. And right as they, you know, took the last one out, they're like, yeah, you better really get Invisalign because your teeth are crowded and you're going to keep getting these cavities. I'm like, dang. So they kind of threatened me. They said, if I don't get it, I'm going to keep it. It's kind of extorted me on the spot. And then I did the scan and then they were like, yeah, you ready to pay now? And I'm like, I guess.
Hey, now.
See, this is not like my first run in with Invisalign. A couple years back, went to the same dentist and the dentist was like, I think you really could use Invisalign, blah, blah, blah. But he wasn't convincing enough. So I was like, psych. Like,
it's kind of my face.
Yeah, I was like, let's stop playing real quick. Let's stop playing. But now I guess they've revised their tactics, talking about I'll get more cavities unless I get it. So I was like, all right, let me stop playing around. They took some scans of my teeth. I had to wait for the molds to come back. And then last week I went to the dentist. They put these little, I don't know, dots on my teeth, on some of my teeth. And they basically act as like little molds so that the Invisalign trays can lock in on my teeth without falling off. So I have these like temporary, like little things on some of my teeth, which is weird. But overall, the process to get them added was not bad at all until the dentist lady was like, all right, I think we're about done. I was like, okay, cool. She's like, yeah, so before we wrap everything up, I just got to make a couple space between some of your teeth. I was like,
what does that mean?
Okay. I was like, all right, I guess. She proceeds to take, what I can only describe as a fucking, just like a little switchblade or like one of those little razors that the blinders got on their teeth or on their hats. She put that in between the teeth. She's going back and forth like a saw. And first of all, I'm like, dang. First of all, this is hella uncomfortable. She's just sawing back and forth in between
the teeth. Were you numb?
Hell no, I wasn't numb. But it didn't hurt. It didn't hurt. It was just like, this is weird. Because it's like, it wasn't like a real razor. It was kind of like, let's say a sharp piece of paper or something. So she's sliding it through.
Ooh.
I'm like, what? I'm like, this is weird. And then she hit the gum. And she didn't stop. She did not stop.
She kept going.
I'm literally like in a torture ad. I'm like in a torture chamber. It was like one of the worst pains. Bro. It was in one of the worst pains I have experienced where she's just going down on my gum. I swear to God. And I'm like in the chair, like, ugh. I'm literally like convulsing in the chair. And like, it was horrible. She did a second tooth. For whatever reason, the second tooth, she didn't have to touch the gums. So I was just like, the whole time she did the second tooth and was making that second space, I was just thinking about the first pain. I was like, holy shit. That was insane. Like, I can't do that anymore. And then for some reason, she went back to the first tooth and started making space.
No.
And like, mind you, graphic. This is graphic, everybody. I swear my mouth was full of blood. It had to have been. It literally had to have been full of blood. And then she like, the second time I'm really in the chair, like going crazy. Like, I'm like, I cannot take this.
What?
And then she goes, oh, like, did I get your gums? I'm like, this has to be capping. I'm like, you have to be capping. You have to be capping because I know for a fact my mouth is full of blood right now. So this is not like a little thing where you're like, oh, like I didn't even know it was hurting him. My
mouth is 100%
full of blood. And when after I got out of it, like, I looked at my gum. That shit was tore up. It was tore up. So I don't wish that on my worst enemy. Actually, I do wish that on my worst enemy. When we're talking about torture, when we're talking about Guantanamo Bay, go ahead and make spaces between their teeth and send that lady in there to do it. Like, they'll tell you whatever the fuck you need to
know. Hit the gum.
They will tell you whatever. So
holy moly.
Terrible. I need to look on Reddit or something and see if other people experience the same shit. I don't know if she should have been hitting the gums or what. I feel like she shouldn't have, because or else I needed to be numbed or something. So that was terrible.
And is that so that way your teeth have position, I guess, space to move. Okay.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
And she only had to do two?
She had three spaces. She said she had to create three spaces. The first one was terrible. The second two, I don't remember very much. So
okay, you're just traumatized. I got you.
Traumatized, yeah. That thing will stick with me forever. But since then, it's been okay. The only issue is I can only take my Invisalign off for 2 hours a day. So
what's the point? Like, I feel like I wouldn't even...
Like, it's really like I'm eating, and then I got to strategize, like, oh, I'll go ahead and eat my breakfast real quick so I can, you know, have an extra 30 minutes to be eating my dinner. It's weird shit like that. Can't drink anything other than water with the Invisalign on. Can't eat anything with the Invisalign on. So it's really like a true test of will. If I had to
guess so. Wow.
I think this episode is running long. Of course, I did have to go get my headphones for a little bit. So we're probably at the 22 minute mark, if I had to guess. But one more story. I know we're at 26, but I'm saying once you cut out the
thing,
we're probably at the 22. To end off the episode, I did see Dune 2.
Hassan Al-Ayyub
or whatever the fuck that motherfucker's called. Dune 2, fantastic cinematographic experience. Cinematographic, is that a word?
Yeah, I think so.
Fantastic cinematography, basically. Saw it in IMAX. It was a great time. I don't know if you saw the first Dune, but...
Behind.
Go ahead and watch both of them, because it is definitely a statement-ass movie. It definitely feels like a modern-day Star Wars, where all of us, all of the audience, are being introduced to these crazy new visuals and these crazy, like, interpretations of how the book described these weird technologies and these cultures and stuff like that. So I find it super interesting. Timothée Chalamet was doing the damn thing as Paul.
Why is his name Paul? Doesn't everybody else have, like, you know, strange, like, alien names or Martian names?
Yeah. Everybody got some interesting names, and then there's Paul. So
hi, I'm Paul.
There's also Duncan Idaho in the series. That's so
not real.
It's so random, bro. It's so random. But overall, great. Zendaya was actually in this movie. She's barely in Dune 1, even though they advertised it as she's like a main character or something. But it was great. Well, enjoyed the whole cast, enjoyed the action. The action hand to hand was clean. Felt like I was not like anime, but I was like, okay, they did their research here. Like,
okay. We
got a great stunt coordinator on site, because he was doing the damn thing. He or she was doing the damn thing. Highly recommend it. Go watch Dune 2.
One day. I'll get there.
And with that, that'll be the cool down. We had a lot to talk about today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you have stories about Gabriel the Archangel or Raphael the Archangel, or if you have stories about this fucking wood company that Arsenis gotten in touch with, or if somebody has made spaces in your teeth, let me know. Did they fuck your gums up too? Because I need to know if I was the only one here. Anyways, to contact us, playerplayerpod.com/discord. Join the Discord. Have a good time. And we will see you later.
Peace.